Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
The fobs at church, when they come and they become your friend the same way, like, oh, he's my friend now, and they start doing some like homoerotic shit.
Yeah.
They don't chip you, and you're like, what the fuck?
Hey, dude, Korean people.
I thought we were friends.
Korean people love playing gay chicken.
Yeah.
That's our shit. Yeah. There's no ethnicity in this world that plays gay chicken better than Korean people.
Yeah.
We would have this fucking game in church where we would take a pepero, and then we put it in between our... In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Merry Christmas, everybody, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to launch this one on Christmas.
Hey, what up?
Happy holidays. I hope you guys are enjoying your Christmas. It's been a hot-ass winter in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I forgot it's December.
It's December, dude. Do you remember last year around this time? It was so... Wait, it wasn't December. It was like around January, February. It was fucking cold,
man.
Yeah, so... Yeah. It's been a really, really warm-ass December here. I don't know what's going on, but it feels... The weather's great.
Yeah, but you know what that means for me? I feel like that means, like, pretty soon it's going to get shitty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a pessimist. I'm like, it ain't going to last.
I mean, last year was pretty nuts, though.
Yeah.
Like, it rained a record amount in Los Angeles, in the history of Los Angeles.
You know, to be honest, like, when it rains in L.A., I actually love it. Like, ask any Seattleites, anyone from Washington that's in L.A. now, like, every time it rains, they'll walk outside for a sec.
Dude, like, I don't know how people live in Seattle, because being there for, like, a week once...
I was miserable.
I was so sad because I just saw gloom all the time. Mm-hmm. And everybody's smiling. I'm like, what for? What are you smiling about? It's dark all the time.
So, man, I was there last month, and the first 2 weeks, gorgeous, man. You know it too. Every time you get off at SeaTac, you just breathe that air in. It's
fresh ass air.
So fresh, right? And then it's just everywhere, right? But then it is... fucking gloomy or whatever, but those first 2 weeks were sunny. It was beautiful. It was great weather. I took the top off the Miata, finally rode it as a convertible. And then the next 2 weeks, that gloom got to me.
Yeah.
Really got to me, man. It was
when it's like, gloomy, it does change my mood a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if it's cold. I still need to see some blue sky, maybe a little bit of sun. And it's okay if it rains, but I just have to shift that mindset. Oh, it's going to be a cozy day. Get some, like, tea, and then wrap myself up like a fucking white girl influencer.
You know what I mean? On a rainy day. Like, I would love to do that, but that's why pho does really well in Washington.
Get ready with me. Hey, those videos are so stupid. I fucking hate those videos so much.
Get ready with me as I do nothing all day.
Dude, here's the thing about that, right? The funny thing that cracks me up about those videos is that they're showing how useless they are.
I didn't know you were going there.
Like, this whole thing. When other people do a get ready with me, like my day, they'll actually show work.
Yeah.
This is them showing what they do on a Tuesday. And they go, this is my day today. Today, I started with yoga. Then I went to my favorite croissant spot. Then I had my cup of coffee. Then I meditated. Then I did my contemplation journal. And then it's nighttime. I'm like, hold on a second. How are you making a living? Like, how the fuck are you making a living? I was waiting for a point for them, like, I'm working on my online business or doing something. Yeah. And it's not, you don't do anything. Who the fuck is funding this? Like, I want to know, how the fuck are you making money? You have to let me know, because I want to be a part of that club.
Are they actual influencers? That's how they make their money, by people watching them do nothing?
Some of them don't even have a huge following. So it's just like...
Oh, that they want to get there. So yeah. They do that kind of stuff.
Like, you must have like a fucking sugar daddy or something, because your place looks really fucking nice.
Yeah.
For you to do nothing all day. How the fuck did you wake up one day and say, today I have no goals? And they just said, I'm going to post it. I've never seen somebody make content out of no content. It's wild, dude.
But at the same time, dude, you know, there's a shift, like, even further, like, why we were just having that conversation about why Gen Z boys are becoming so conservative. And girls, Gen Z girls, are, well, they've always have been, but then they're very far left. And so they're looking at American birth rates, and they're like, yo, Gen Z can't even get along.
they don't want
to date each other.
Yeah.
You know? Like, boys don't like the... Boys want a type of girl, and girls just don't want that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so, like, I feel like they're having this mad identity crisis because they're, like, teenagers.
It's interesting, right? When people have a conversation about, like, having kids and wanting to have kids, like, the hottest insult was when somebody gets old. What's that word? They're like, you're...
Boomer?
Boomer, right? Yeah. And I didn't understand why that was an insult. I just didn't get it. Like, you're such a boomer. I'm like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, like, you just, you're old fashioned. I'm like, yeah. So, wait, are you insulting me? Like, I legit didn't understand it. And it's like saying you're, like, detached. I'm like, of course. I'm fucking 20 years older than you.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you and I be in the same circles and have the same conversation? There's no fucking way I give a fuck about what you're doing. Like, of course. Of course I'm a boomer, dude. I don't give a fuck about what you're doing, you dumb idiot. I was once you.
Yeah.
I've moved past. If I'm 35 and I'm still doing the same shit you're doing at 15, I'm a fucking loser. Like, so if I did what you're doing right now, I'm cool now? Poor?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be poor.
I don't know. There's always a head. What is it? Old head?
Yeah.
That's one. There's boomer and whatever. But it's like, I don't know. Like, there's... Just because it's a social media thing, like, when you notice old people do shit, like, you laugh. It's like, we finally labeled it, right? But then it's like, when you label it, obviously it's like, hey, are they talking about me?
Yeah. It's like, now, when I see, like, when I see old people who tried to be so young,
yeah,
it's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I've seen YouTubers do that, where they're just, they want to be so in the now, but they still think that they're young.
Well, it's sad because, yes, some people look at high school as their best days.
Yeah.
And when you go out there to rural America, what's the story? Those dudes are like, yeah, I was on the football team, you know, I wrestled or whatever. And then they still show up to wearing their starter jackets at the football game.
Like, I don't know,
high school football games.
I don't know how many times I've had this conversation with people where they're just like, oh, I remember the good old days in YouTube. Like, I say that too, right? But I don't really care, because that's a young person's game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a young person's game. Like, if you didn't evolve from that and you still want to make your same shitty-ass content and same shitty-ass fucking music, which, by the way, this is what I mean. In the earlier stages of YouTube, you could really be a mediocre musician and people thought you were amazing.
Mm.
Guess what? These young kids, they're better than you.
Yeah.
They took everything that you did and they improved on it. So now you're upset because your fucking sketches or music doesn't do as well as some of these other kids. You know why? Because they're better than you. They actually have to be. There's like a fine line, right? There's like that one part where it's like untalented kids who just have clout.
Yeah.
But there's this other group of kids who are really fucking good.
Yeah.
They make good fucking music. And even back then, for the music that you made, you sucked. You were just all that we had.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, all of beginning YouTube was like cover songs.
Basically. Yeah.
You rarely had people putting out original music out.
Yeah.
There. Then you know,
dude, even like modern day racism is so much better. Dog, I saw this video, bro. I was so thoroughly offended and shocked at the same time. So there was a video, I wanted to do a video on this because it actually made me laugh. So it was a guy complaining about Chinese people. It was this white dude just going like, you know what, fuck the Chinese. And he's not making a joke. He's serious, right? Because I thought it was like a stand-up bit, right? He's like, fuck the Chinese. He goes, nobody wants to say it, but I'm going to say it on the ship because this is how we really feel. Americans feel that Chinese people are pieces of shit. You guys come, and he's going off, right?
Oh, shit.
And then he goes into this Chinese accent, and he goes, you guys just come in here like, hey, what's the problem? It's a raccoon. And I was like, damn, that's really accurate.
Hey, you got pretty good at
dude, that. He did the, like this perfect Mandarin accent, and I was like, damn, that's fucking good.
Dude, it's like,
he was like, hey, what's the, look at me, I have a COVID. It's like a real problem here. I'm like, oh, shit. And I went to go get, you know, screen cap and record the video. It got taken down because people reported it.
Oh, come
but,
on.
But, dog, I wish somebody could find that video for me because this dude was going off. When he did the Mandarin Chinese accent, it wasn't ching chong, ching chong. It was, hey, what's the problem here? It's like a... I was like, irritated.
I want to see it and now.
Then I started, oh man, I could not stop laughing because of how accurate. I'm like, this guy studied that fucking Mandarin accent because a lot of people can't do that. And this dude for sure isn't from California. He's like some from bumfuck state.
Dude, his bullying runs so deep. He mocks it so hard, he got good on it.
Yeah.
It's like the other guys. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like a really good ballet dancer.
Yeah.
Because he used to make fun of boys who did it.
Yeah.
By mocking them, and he just got really good at it. That's Dan, too. Whenever Dan mocks something, eventually he does it so much he gets good at it.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
It's pop and lock.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, one day Dan was pop and locking. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like so good.
Hey, somebody can find that fucking video. Please find it for me. But I can't find it anywhere. I don't think it got popular enough.
Right.
Yeah, but it was so good. Because
send him a friend request.
Yeah, I would have. He,
okay.
All the comments were just going at him, right? Uh-huh. And there wasn't a single person that commented how good his Mandarin accent was. I was so disappointed.
Because
it was just so good. I was like, yo, at least like his racism is on point and is highly accurate, dude. Because back in the day, if you were Korean, Japanese, it's always ching chong, ping pao. This one, so what's up? we're a sip. I'm like, dog, either your wife is Chinese or you've been studying, dude, because that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Like, that's like Russell Peters level of, you get us.
Yeah.
You hate it, but you at least did your digging.
Yeah.
You got to know them, and then you hated them.
Yeah. I wonder what his...
Respect.
His whole page was gone.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened, because I'm pretty sure...
Because he truly did hate them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had other videos of just making fun of, like, just other races.
Right.
Just pissed off about how America is changing. But, dude... Hey, props to you, man. I've never seen somebody accurately use racism like that against Asian people. I was like, dude, bravo, man.
Yeah.
Somebody give him an Oscar.
It's like, hey, have you ever thought about, you know, getting on an open mic or something?
I know.
You know?
I'm always going to be like, this title of this video is going to be racism is the shit.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Rush Hour 4, that's coming out. And what's the biggest request?
Racist jokes.
Keep it racist.
Yeah. I mean, those were... I wonder, too, where... Did you see that video of... It was like this... like a caucus of people. It was a bunch of... Basically, this guy was saying that he's like... He has auditory problems because he has like... he's like... I won't say autistic, but... He goes, hey, guys, like, I have auditory sensitivity. So when you guys are talking over here, I can't focus. And they go, heard. And they go talk. He goes, I'd like to talk about my grievances. And they start doing this. And this is a serious thing.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism. Thank you so much.
Great. Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know it's, we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name,
point
chapter, pronoun?
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
and they're talking about everything that offends them, and they're not getting to the topic. And the person who's trying to control this conversation, you could tell she's lost and getting frustrated. Like, can we just get to the stuff that we're supposed to talk about?
Yeah, maybe they need someone to be like, can we all shut the fuck up?
Oh, but you can't because you're silencing them, dude.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Oh my God, that reminds me. I cringe at myself, dude. Okay, finish your thought and then I'm going
to... And then as the meeting went on, that same guy that was talking that he has auditory issues snaps. He goes, I've told you guys that I cannot focus because I have auditory problems where you guys talk so much and it bothers... I'm like, dude, this is insane. This is a Key and Peele sketch. How is this real? It was real, dude. I thought it was going to come out later on that they had like a hidden camera and it was going to be funny, but it was just a real thing that happened in real life. Yeah. I don't know what's going on now.
Do you know what a safe space is?
I've heard of it. Like, were you allowed to say how you feel?
Yeah, and no one's supposed to
judge you.
So I've invited those one,
a few times, yeah.
And I didn't know that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were like, hey, Ed, we're going to gather, because it was right after like the BLM protests and all this stuff, so people, you know, group friends were like, holy shit, this is crazy. And then I got invited, like, hey, we want to get together and talk about what's going on. It's going to be a safe space. So I'm like, I said okay, and I didn't even take a thought of what safe space was.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. I should have asked.
Yeah,
back, you know, foresight, but or hindsight. But I go to this thing and they're talking about, oh my, look what's happening in the world. And they're just, and I'm just kind of sitting there and I'm definitely having like an anxiety attack because, mind you, this is when I just got to LA after those 4 years at the gas station. And you saw me like a month after I got back.
Yeah, yeah.
I was burnt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I was like toast.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting here and all these people thinking, it's like, China, literally, what do we do, guys? What can we do? And I'm starting to lose it. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, it's not enough that we just, you know, say these things, guys. What are action? Let's make action promises. And then I'm having an anxiety attack because I realize, like, I feel like I'm in a Bible study.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Church. That sounds like a Bible study.
Yeah. That's what it was feeling like, I think. And, like, I actually blew up.
Oh, really?
I blew the fuck up. So much so that I don't remember what I said. But I was like, I just came here because I'm like, ah! Like, I literally, I think it was a serious episode because I don't remember what I said.
What do you call that when Christian people sit around and they talk about like their stuff that happened in their past? They open up to each other. What is there's a phrase about this?
A testimony?
Testimony.
Testimony.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the story where I fucking laughed at a dude's testimony? Yeah. Right? Like, I've done that too before. Like, I'm always the wrong person to bring in these situations because I've realized I can make anything fucking funny. And I think it's my immediate reaction to when I hear people's corny ass stories.
It happened to me.
I can't stop doing it.
But then I was laughing in a way because I relate. I was in one of those things. Guy was talking about how he and his brother's relationship's not great. And then he talks like, you know, and my brother punched me.
I laughed,
you know, because my brother punched me before, you know.
Yeah.
So did yours.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
My lovely genius brain farts. This podcast is brought to you by Fume. Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've been there too, but here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up, baby. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. What is Fume, you ask? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy that makes replacing your bad habit easy. I keep one in my car just because I'm a fidgety guy. And guess what? I'd be puffing on that delicious herbal tea vapor, my friends. Nothing bad for you in there. And definitely, definitely fun to use. My friends, start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/genius and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use my code genius to help make starting the good habit that much easier. Start the good habit at tryfume.com/genius to save 10% off the journey pack today.
Hey all, it's David So, and if you want to listen to Genius Brain without ads, now you can. Just go to geniusbrain.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free. You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting my show too. That's geniusbrain.supercast.com. Thanks.
And then everyone was staring at me. And then he was like, yeah, thanks, Ed. Thanks. Real funny. And I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, we're going to go to hell, man. Yeah. We've done that so many times. I did it to that guy who was telling about a suicide story, and I laughed at him. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Dude, if you guys haven't heard the story, I'll tell the story again. But there was a dude that I knew. Let's call him CJ, right? So this dude, CJ, I know about his past story. But, you know, when people tell their own stories, they'll skew it, especially in these testimonies. They want people to pity the fuck out of them.
Sympathy.
So bad. But I know him from back home, right? So in our town, there was this girl that everybody liked. She wasn't the cutest, right? But her personality was fucking banging.
There's always that girl.
That one girl.
All the dudes. Yeah, that one girl at church that all the dudes like and all the other girls are jealous of her.
That was this girl, right? Sweetest girl ever, right? And I understand. I remember when people would talk to me about her because I didn't go to that church. And I remember I met her. I was like, that's it? I thought this bitch was fine as fuck. And then I talked to her. I was like, oh, I see it.
Yeah.
She could make you feel amazing, right? Yeah. So they were friends in high school. Well, when they graduated high school, he decided to give her a gift, right? Because he wanted to confess his love to her. They were in the same graduating class. What he decided to do was give her two hamsters. One was named CJ, and the other one was, let's call her Jessica. Jessica and CJ. And he gives her these hamsters saying like, hey, this is me and you. Like, we're meant to be together type of thing. And she rejects him. She's not attracted to him.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, why the fuck am I responsible for these fucking hamsters?
Exactly. You basically gave her two fucking rats.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
He has a Massus the Sprinter and a Mises the Sprinter.
So, they're gonna make up the baby?
Yeah. He's not telling this part of the story.
Yeah.
Right? And he gives him this, rejects him. Yeah. Right? And check this out. I am not making this shit up. I wrote this in a script because of how unreal this story is. He goes home, starts crying his eyes out, right? He doesn't leave his room for 2 fucking weeks.
Oh,
right? Because he's so depressed. Well, in those 2 weeks, he forgets to feed the hamsters. Right? So if people don't know this about rodents, they're cannibalistic.
Oh, yeah.
In the most symbolic way, dude. The hamster named Jessica ate the hamster named CJ. And he said, when he told me this story, this is before this thing. He told me this and I laughed in his face too because he also has a Korean accent. And he goes, it was so tragic. There was only like a one rib. So the hamster named Jessica ate all the head till there was one rib left. Biblical.
Biblical. That's what you get. That's all that's left.
Biblical.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking fun to me. I already laughed a bit about this. So he tells, he's telling this story at this because I was in a part of a praise team, which I shouldn't have been. And I was a part of this praise team. And he starts telling the youth pastor and then everybody else who's on the praise team. Everybody's giving their testimonials. And he goes, hey, I tried to cure myself, right? And it's already funny because he got a thick-ass Korean accent. And then everybody gets quiet.
Yeah.
And the pastor, he goes, you know, CJ, why did you try to kill yourself? He goes, because I tried to jump out of my window, my second story window, and I just felt like I couldn't do anything right. And I went, and I cracked up. Dude, everybody looks at me, and the pastor's pissed. And he's like, what? That was so inappropriate. Why are you laughing? I was like, because it's ironic that the reason why you try to kill yourself is that you couldn't do anything right, but you couldn't kill yourself.
No.
I'm dying laughing. Yeah. Here's the reason why this guy doesn't talk to me anymore. The pastor started laughing. The pastor's trying not to laugh, but he's holding back his laughter. He starts busting up. Everybody starts laughing.
Yeah.
And I cried laughing because, like, how ironic, because I already know about the irony with the rib, but they don't know that story. Right? So I know about that, and I know about, I was like, dude, your life is fucked. Here's the other weird thing about him. He has a thick Korean accent, but he can't speak Korean.
No.
I found this out. We went to college together, and we were at a Korean restaurant. At this time, I couldn't speak Korean either. So we were trying to order food, and I was like, hey, yo, CJ, just order us the food. And he was like, I can't speak a Korean. And I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up, dog. Just, like, just order it. Like, I can't speak. None of us can speak. He's like, no, I can't do it. Right? And I'm getting irritated because he's fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, just fucking order the food. Like, none of us are, like, these people don't speak English. And then, you know, somebody's hitting me at the table. It's like, dog, he can't speak English. He can't speak Korean. I'm like, what? I was like, what do you mean you can't speak Korean? And he started explaining to me, like, he came back and forth from Korea so much that he was stuck with the Korean accent, but he couldn't speak Korean. And his English sucks too.
Oh.
And then I laughed so hard. This guy fucking hates me.
Yeah.
After that, he hasn't spoken to me since. And that was when I was like 18, 19. No. Dog, I just really, that dude, there could be a whole movie written about this guy.
Yeah, dude.
He was so fucking funny that this dude loved playing basketball too. I thought, okay, maybe I bullied him a little bit. Because
this guy's name sounds like it's like Dong Su or
some shit. Right? Right? This dude,
Dong Su or whatever.
Really good at basketball.
Yeah.
Right? But he would never pass the ball. So I used to call him the black hole because it would just go to him and it would never come back out. But every time he couldn't pronounce LeBron James, right? So when he would shoot, LeBron was his favorite player, but he would never say, you know, when you shoot, you say Kobe.
Yeah.
This fool go, LeBron. LeBron. I was like, excuse me. What did you say? LeBron. He would say LeBron. I was like, who's that? LeBron James, bro. So he would scream LeBron. This guy is so fucking goofy, man. I miss him so much. I wish we were still friends till this day. But obviously, that
it took a bit personal.
Yeah, that when I laughed about his suicide story, that pretty much kind of put the nail in the coffin.
Well, if you'd like to look in the camera, David, and, you know, say a few words.
Hey, CJ. You're a bitch, dude. You're such a little bitch, man. Relax. Here's the
that
thing.
That second story, come on, man. And you couldn't go up to, like, the top.
The sec, you jumped from the sec. I know his house, too, by the way. It was really short.
Yeah.
Like, he broke his arm. That's it.
Oh, shit, but he did jump.
Yeah, what? He's like,
oh, damn.
Yeah, he just flipped and he just broke his arm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Head first, bro.
Yeah, come on. Even if he went head first, he still would have survived.
Yes, yes, that's
true. Yeah, I mean, because he was also, like, 100 pounds.
Right.
Full of bird bones.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have flew. He would have found out, I can pry. It's
like, there's a reason to live.
I'm like a Jesus Christ. I'm an angel.
Dude, fucked up. We're still floating.
One day he's going to, his name's not CJ, by the way, but if he ever catches this story, he's probably going to message me on Facebook and just go at me.
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to do shit. I'll beat your fucking ass either way. But he was so sensitive, dude. It was.
I mean, that was like me too. I was crazy sensitive. When you and I first met, while we could joke, when you roasted me, like, I was like, I used to be like that for sure.
But, you know, I think most people are. It's just I grew up around such, like, that was just how everybody was around me.
Mm.
And it's to the point now where it's like, I just didn't realize that not everybody was like that. So I didn't know when to turn it off.
Right.
Because I thought everybody, when we became good friends, that's just how it was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we're good friends now. Now we can make fun of each other. But I didn't realize that my group of friends were just a little off. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm actually one of the softer ones.
So, yo, it's hella off, but God, it's the truth.
Yeah.
The fobs at church. When they come and they become your friend, the same way, like, oh, he's my friend now, and they start doing some like homoerotic shit.
Yeah.
They don't chip you, and you're like, what the fuck?
Hey, dude, Korean people.
I thought we were friends.
Korean people love playing gay chicken.
Yeah,
that's our shit.
Yeah.
There's no ethnicity in this world that plays gay chicken better than Korean people.
Yeah,
we would have this fucking game in church where we would take a pepero. And then we put it in between our mouths, and then the person who gets the closest to the lips without kissing and being gay is the winner.
The winner. Yeah.
And we would do this at church events, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, we had like cross-dressing competitions.
Yeah, dude.
And then now the culture's like, oh, that was wrong.
Yeah. We love gay chicken, dude. You know, you see old Asian men, they hold hands with their best friends.
With their pinkies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen it. That shit. I'm like, I was like, damn, Korea's really progressive.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, they're not gay. They're just best friends.
Yeah. So that was one thing that opened my eyes to American homophobia.
Yeah.
Was when I first went to Korea and dudes are locking arms, walking down the street, you know? Dudes holding hands and dudes like, you know, by the pinkies. And then my twin uncle, my dad's twin, he's like, I'm going to meet up with my best friend. I want you to meet him because he's 제일 친 친구야. You know, we go to Korean barbecue and all that shit. And yeah, it's like that, man. I see these two grown-ass men walking down the street, swinging their hands with their pinkies.
It's weird, dude.
Yeah. And then one of mine is, my uncle's gay.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he fucked me up because, like, literally the week before I got there, he told me how he had to beat up his neighbor because he came in drunk and started harassing his wife. So he's like, I had to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I almost killed him. Hold my pinky.
No, I saw, yeah. Yeah, you go.
He's just like this.
Yeah, like he was telling me this drunk neighbor was like harassing his wife and he fuck him up. And the next thing I see him is just like, yeah. But anyway, I was just all that to say, like, the you say, oh, he's my friend, now I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think us as kids definitely see that.
Yeah.
But that's where I was like, oh, like, man, David's like mean.
Yeah. I think a lot of people thought I was really fucking mean, and I just didn't understand why. And I'm like, why does everybody think I'm so fucking mean? I'm so nice.
Do you know how I got over that? Is dealing with people who actually hate me.
Yeah.
Where they, that kind of shit, like, where I could finally look back and like, oh man, David's being funny.
Yeah.
You know, I was being a bitch, and then like these guys fucking ate me.
I forgot Tim sent me something too. It was like, it was something along the lines of like, it would describe who I am as a person. It was like, it's basically, you don't want to be on his bad side, but when you're on his good side, it's the best thing on earth. You know what I mean?
That's true. Honestly, when you hate, dude, like, it's like the burn list.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I'm asking, I'll ask you advice like, yo, how do I deal with this? About like, in my head, it's how do I reconcile this? How do I redeem this? You're like, fuck that bitch. I'm like, I still want to be friends with them, David.
No, fucking cut this bitch. Dude, we just had like this whole powwow with a bunch of friends like a couple of weeks ago. And they kind of told me a little bit about what they were going through. And I was just like, listen, this attitude, by the way, I don't think it's healthy. I think it has bitten me in the ass a couple of times. Actually, before this story, I'll tell you this other story. There was a friend of mine who really opened up to me about his relationship with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking about his wife, I was a little upset about her, right? Mm-hmm. Because he was telling me this whole story. And I wasn't upset at her because she's a bad person. I was upset at her because she was wasting her potential. So the way that he would describe his wife to me was, hey, she's acting like a loser. She doesn't want an education, all this other stuff. And I'm like, she's smart. She's beautiful. What the fuck is she doing? Had a long talk with him at a diner. And I told this on the podcast with you, but I was telling him like, hey, he went to the bathroom and was like, hey, while he's in there, I want to have a conversation with you. I was like, what are you doing with your life? I was like, you are one, I've known you since you were younger. You're one of the smartest, most like beautiful person I've ever met, and you're sitting around waiting around doing nothing. I was like, when you die and you pass away, is this going to be the end of your life? Is this your story, right? It's like, we have a very finite time on this earth, right? If you want to be useful in this world, you have to figure out what makes you tick. That's your responsibility. And every day you're waking up without a purpose, I know that doesn't feel good. So you need to go find that. Months pass, we meet up. I see her at 24 hours. She goes, hi. She looks so happy, having the time of her life. I was like, what's up? Gave her a hug. She goes, I just want to let you know I divorced him. I'm like, what the? She goes, and she was like, that conversation that you had really opened my eyes. Like, hold on a second.
You homewrecked.
So she divorced him from that conversation. I was like, damn. And by the way, this guy's buff as shit.
Yeah.
I was like, did you tell him that? She goes, no. I was like, okay, thank God. Yeah. What the fuck happened? So apparently, the reason why she wasn't doing anything is because he wouldn't let her.
Right.
So when she started attending community college, he had jealousy issues. So she had to do group studies and stuff. He wouldn't let her go into group studies, right. Wouldn't let her have her own friends. But he would tell everybody else that she was a loser and she just didn't want to have an education and just want to stay home and do nothing all day.
I'm sorry. That shit triggered me. So, I hate that shit.
Yeah. And so she ended up going to cosmetology school. She got her cosmetology license. She started doing like makeup and hair and everything else. Completely different person. And
good for her.
Yeah. Super good for her. I just don't tell him that.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You tell him that that's your story, that you did it on your own. Yeah. But she said that after I told her that shit, it fucked her up in the head. Because she's, you know, it's, she said, specifically, she says, I put into words what she was feeling that she couldn't say. Right. Because literally, she's so awesome. And I'm like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you see somebody waste their potential that you care about, it bothers you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have to say something, you know?
I'm dealing with that with a coworker. Like, it's kind of shit. It's a fucking stupid ass shitty boyfriend. It's so stupid. I'm not going to tell her shit on it. Yeah. It's just like hilarious stories of the dumb shit he does and all the excuses she gives. It's like, he's so kind. He's so caring. And it's like, you care about him. I don't think he gives a fuck about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Some people, when they're in it, when they're in bad relationships, when they can't see it. It's just, that's their everyday existence.
Yeah.
And they can only see things that they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that a lot in guys and girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, the homies that would bring their piece of shit girlfriends over. Oh, my.
Sorry. I'm sorry, David.
Oh, my.
And sorry. It did happen.
And it's so hard for me to not be myself because I'm like, I just want to wreck you.
Hey, tell me, you're a comedian, right? Tell me a joke.
I was like, all right, I've had enough now. I was like, what do you do for a living? She was like, I'm a teacher. Why don't you fucking teach me something, you dumb bitch? Yeah. You're like, uh-oh.
Came out of your fucking bedroom. We were in the kitchen smoking. You're digging in the... You were like in and out, too.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. You dig in the fridge. She's trying to get you to tell a joke. And I just remember, I was like, yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's like, teach me something funny.
Yeah.
And she's drunk, and so she didn't care.
Yeah.
And then Dan comes in, and it's been a while since she saw Dan. And you didn't see it because you're in your room, but she broke down crying when she saw him.
Why?
I have no idea why. I think she thought he hated her or something. And I was like, this girl is so drunk. Let's go to bed.
Oh, dude, those emotionally volatile people are so hard to be around now.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it now. When you look, if you're young and you're listening to this podcast, you'll start to realize as you get older, your threshold for bullshit is so fucking small. I thought my threshold was small when I was younger. It's small. I just deal with it better now. Now I don't go out of my way to crush somebody.
Yeah.
I just walk away now. I just go, whatever. That's you.
Well, for me, it's like, in a way, I had to learn to respect the person saying bullshit.
Yeah.
Because when I hear bullshit, it's for me, it's like, yeah, I get dismissive. And then I learned, like, it was a quote from Dave Chappelle from the Inside the Actors Studio way back. It's only in standard def. And he said, the worst thing you can be to somebody is dismissive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just to say, oh, they're crazy. Oh, they're fucked up. Oh, they're stupid, like that, right? And this is why the last conversation was like, yeah, take yourself there and try to wear the shoes of someone you just don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was one of the things where I have to deal with this year is an astrologist.
The astrologists are the hardest, dude.
And
why are they always the hottest girls I've ever met in my life?
Yeah.
What is that, huh? What is the...
Is that why I'm being so tolerant?
I can tolerate you because you're hot. Yeah, like, if you were ugly, get the fuck away from me.
I've been in a situation where I'm with a group of girls and they're doing their astrology thing and I'm not saying anything, you know, I'm not saying anything. And then when they ask, yo, when's your birthday? And then I give it and then they say, oh, that's why you're a blah. And I'm like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
This whole time. And you just judged me when I gave you my birthday.
Every what time do they somebody call
it? A birthday racist.
Yeah. You're a birthday racist, dude. You're prejudiced. Here's the thing that I would always do. I don't do it anymore because I don't care to. Now I just let them do it because it's fun for them. But yes. Before, I would always give them my wrong birthday. And it was the same answer.
Yeah.
Every time. 100% without fail.
Exactly. That's I know. Where I'm learning.
It's like, I know that's why you are the way you are. Funny. Just kidding. I lied about my birthday. That's exactly why you... It's like, oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, like, the sign of maturity that I understand now at my age.
Yeah.
Is, oh, like, you just, you know, just don't be an ass.
Yeah.
Just, I know, like, it's their thing, they whether they believe it or it's fun for them or whatever. Just, when I see them talk about it, even though it's nonsense and I'm not listening, they're so excited. They are like so happy to talk about it. And so I'll ask when I don't give a fuck just to see, hey, they're like really happy.
The reason
to talk
why
about
I don't like astrology is because it's rooted in absolutism. They think in absolutes only. It's like, okay. You are this because of this.
Right, right, right.
Without even having a conversation. So you want to talk about being dismissive. That's dismissive.
Yeah.
Like you could tell them every little piece of your life and they'll bring it down to why fucking Jupiter is circling fucking this shit. It's like, dog, shut the fuck up is what I want to say, right?
Well, let's slow down and get in their shoes, David. Now, yeah. Why would they?
They're moccasins.
Yes.
They're fucking sandals.
Why would they then? Like, this is what I try to understand why they do this. Like, tarot cards or palm reading and all that stuff, too. I mean, and they could look at me and say the same thing. It's like, didn't you believe a man rose from the dead, like, in 3 days?
100%. But I also recognize the ridiculousness of it.
Yes, yes.
That's the difference. They don't recognize how it, possibly what they're saying is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand that what I believe in is slightly crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This dude over here on a cross getting stabbed up going like, I still love y'all.
You're all going to heaven.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah.
Oprah can't do shit.
Come yeah. on. I get it. I understand. Yeah. I think like when you question their thing, it's like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I get it. You're saying that this, and they go, well, the reason why astrology is real is because it's a pattern of stuff. So people over a thousand have seen these patterns and it became true. No, that's not the fucking case at all because you're literally wrong because I just told you my fake birthday and you said that was me.
Yeah.
So you're full of shit or maybe you are not the person who should represent this ideal.
Yeah.
You're not the one. Go find me somebody legit in your stuff so I could have a legit conversation. Not you who does this for a hobby and then you get offended by it that people don't believe in it.
That's the thing though. Is there like a end all be all astrology like organization, just denomination, like this is it?
I think astrology does have like strong believers where it's like they base their whole life off like legit. I just haven't met one. I know that there is, it's like a religious thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones that I meet are usually the ones that sell fucking a bead bracelets on Etsy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, they don't know anything about it. They don't know the history, but they don't know nothing. They just go like, oh, you're a Sagittarius? I fucking knew it.
I feel like it's that part is the them using that shit to allow them to judge people. Like,
exactly.
I mean, Christians do it too. They use Christianity to allow themselves to gossip and judge other people in the name of Jesus when you're just being a piece of shit. You know,
I just don't like it when people conflate that stuff and they say it's science. You don't have to say
it's
science.
Yeah, just don't say it's science. At least Christians are anti-science.
Yeah.
You, if you say that's science, that's where I'm like, hold up.
Dog, there's this pastor that spoke at this thing and I lost all respect for this fool because he was talking about dinosaurs. And this pastor, he was like, you know, somebody asked me once, you know, if dinosaurs are real, wouldn't that negate the existence of God? And they talk about the... You know, whatever, you know, where you see, like, within a mountainside, you'll see different layers. Mm-hmm. I forgot what that's called in science, but, you know, this is when I was super young. And they'll tell you the time of when Earth was based on the layers of the Earth. And they go, well, this existed here at this time, and that goes, it was before Christ. So if it's before Christ, it negates the existence of God. And this fool, he goes, well, let me tell you why that doesn't make sense. The world is spinning. Have you ever just had a jar of things and you shook it up? Doesn't the layers mix up? Why wouldn't that happen to Earth? And everybody would clap. And I went, this guy's an idiot. That is an idiot.
I mean,
he thought he did something. I wanted to throw the Bible at him.
Full confession. In my Christianity, I looked deep into that bullshit Christian creationism.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, if God is real, like, how do we, like, this Bible has to be explained or whatever, right? And I look back at myself as a kid who was curious, who needed the answers.
Yeah.
And there's some crazy creationism myths. Like there's no way the Earth can only be 6,500 years old, but that's what they believe.
Yeah.
And then they say, like, okay, the flood, where did all that water come from? And,
oh, that's what it was. It was the flood that mixed up all the stuff together.
Yes. And that's their argument, that the flood, you know, reset the sediments and all of that, so they're all jumbled.
That's what it was.
And that dinosaurs and, you know, man lived together and shit like that. They were at the Garden of Eden.
I didn't see no scripture where somebody was writing a T-Rex. You don't think back in the day, if somebody was writing the Bible, he wasn't going to write, yo, I went to Bethlehem on my fucking T-Rex? You don't think he was going to say that shit?
Well, some people believe the Bible mentions a behemoth. It's not described as a whale or an elephant or that there was a creature.
That was a brontosaurus or some
something
shit?
Like that, yeah. I mean, but then again, it could have just been a fucking giraffe.
Or a really, really fat lady.
Yeah. Who knows?
Somebody's describing his mother-in-law.
Yeah. I mean, people need these absolutist, like, answers. They need a reason to believe, like, this is why I believe, right? And so they'll come up with as many excuses as they can, as far-fetched as it can be, because you have to make this reality real. So where was that actually? Kind of actually, like, the best representation of that for me was WandaVision. This girl with this trauma who, you know, manifests with their magic, like, everything she loves and wants, because it was all taken away from her. And in order for her to maintain this, she has to make other people suffer through all this and hurt through it, right? And so all these other people, and she, that's the thing about the story. She didn't realize she was making other people suffer.
Yeah.
Right? And so what people have to realize is this, too. It goes back to, like, the fucking 2016 election where all these evangelical pastors like Bethel, YWAM, IHOP, those Pentecostal prophets were saying, God told me Trump is going to win. All of them were saying it, and he fucking won. So all of these boomer evangelical Christians just became crazy radicalized, that, and they believe that Trump is God ordained because their fucking pastor told them. Well, guess what? In 2020, they said the same thing and Trump lost. But now what? Their whole fucking faith is turned upside down. Oh my God, the prophet was wrong. There was literally this guy, Chris Fallerton. You know, like, I actually had a week of a teaching from him. He's a very prominent pastor out there, and he told his tens of thousands of—
Is he the one that was laughing?
No, not him.
I should know his name. I'm such a bad Christian right now, but he was the one that was confronted by the reporter talking about—
That's Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland,
the fucking
cat. Yes, he was the one who bought the plane from Tyler Perry. Yeah. But he was doing the whole thing with Trump. He goes, they say Trump was gonna lose. Trump is not going to win his re-election. And he went, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that shit.
That was he is Satan.
That shit. So what does it do to his congregation members with that much faith in a lie? You know, then all of these pastors across America were proved charlatans and false prophets. No, it's because the work of the devil, the election was stolen.
It's the same thing with the astrology thing, right?
Yes! How is that any different than astrology right there?
They do the same thing. They go, oh, you're like this because— I'm like, what about this? Well, what's your rising moon butt fuck sign?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, so there's— if I'm not this, and then you have an explanation because there's a backup for that, and there's a backup for your backup, it's like, then I'm basically everything then. Then this is not relevant, right? Look, like I said, if you're an astrologist and I'm getting this wrong, I'm not sorry.
Either way, we're talking about two groups of people. We just don't agree, right? But then the problem is these people not only believe that, they think we're the dumb ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I have a problem with.
And by the way, I don't disagree with you believing in it. I just find it annoying that you get mad when people question it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You shouldn't be upset when people question it because I don't believe it. I think you could do all that stuff. I think you could go outside, put that fucking moon rock, stick it in your pussy, open up your legs, charge it in the moon. Like Gwyneth Paltrow style, dude.
Yeah.
Do all that stuff. I support that. You're not hurting anybody.
Get your pH
level. Yeah, your pH level is all good. I support that because you're not hurting anybody and it makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. And in turn, it makes you a better person and it makes other people better. I'm all for that. But the moment I say I don't believe in that stuff, when you ask me, I didn't ask you. I didn't say out of nowhere, that stuff is bullshit. You asked me. And then you try to put it on me. And I said, I'm good. I don't believe in that stuff. You're the one who brought it up, bitch. I didn't bring it up. You could have kept your astrology stuff all yourself. You could have kept your radical Christianity to yourself, right? If you feel like I'm missing something in my life, don't worry. I'm good. Don't trip.
I think that's just one of those things. Like, I hate to equate the two. But almost on the same level, like, you question, how the fuck did flat Earth come back, right? And then in the same way with our culture, too, how is astrology so fucking popular?
Dude, I'm like, telling you, man, Etsy is strong, bro.
It's because of Etsy?
Etsy girls are strong, man. They can make you believe in anything. I'd be seeing people on Etsy just selling moon rocks, and that should be going out like hotcakes. I'm fucking up,
just
dude.
Shit they found in their
I'm
backyard.
Over here trying to sell stories. Nah, fuck that. I need to start selling booty beads because these girls be making hella money. Hey, if I sell moon rocks, would y'all buy it?
No, you got to sell Shang-Chi cock rings.
Oh, I would love that, dude. Shang-Nom. Shang-Chi cock rings, dude. My favorite movie of all time, dude. It's the best. I can't stop making that joke. I'm sorry. And say his name right. It's Semen Lube.
God damn it. Is it because I came back? It's always when I'm around.
No, I always do it. No, he's great, dude. He's great.
I'm doing fine. Strike's over. Back to work.
I know.
Everyone's doing great.
I know. He wasn't talking
I hope
much.
There's no more to complain about, right?
I know. He wasn't talking much during the strike, though. But he
wasn't allowed to, right?
Yeah. It was great. I that was like the best thing that came from the strike. Is that where he could stop complaining. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love his music.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
And with that, I think we did.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Make sure.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hope you guys have a great holiday, dude. I know we just be making jokes about everything, but make sure you stream Simu's single. It's out on all platforms. It's great. But his music is streaming on all platforms.
What's going on right now?
It's amazing. Make sure you guys stream that shit. Bump those numbers up.
You got to support our own.
Yeah, I support him.
Let's go.
What's the name of the song?
Sorry.
It's called I Love Myself. Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for this lovely new year. Genius Brain is coming back next year, of course. Who knows how long this podcast will go, but thank you all for supporting. And remember, Genius Brain every Sundays at 12 p.m. Like the comments, write comments, thumbs up, all that other stuff. And we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.